As the siege tower rose, it claimed the lives of many Gugi slaves. Ancient stories tell how the slaves were beaten so mercilessly that their organs showed through their flesh. But building a 100-meter structure of this kind would have been a near impossible engineering feat for its time. Instead, experts believe the Ladaki siege tower was a psychological rather than physical gambit. How long could King Jodakpo bear to watch the daily torture and suffering of his captured subjects?
As legend has it, the last king, Jodakpo, seeing the great suffering that his people were enduring building this wall without food and as they died and succumbed to the pressures of construction, he saw the great suffering that his people were undergoing. And he had great pity, the king of Gugge. And he decided, it must have been a difficult decision, but he decided in the end to surrender.
According to legend, in the final hour of Gugge, King Jodakpo and his retinue made their poignant descent from summit to base, even bearing gifts of gold and silver to appease the invaders. But the reception they received from the Ladakis is surrounded in controversy. In one fell swoop, the 700-year-old kingdom of Gugge had been conquered. But what happened after the king surrendered is still shrouded in mystery.